Hello. This is the February 2024 pastoral for the West Side Church of God Seventh Day. People have a problem with trusting in the unknown or trusting in the unseen. Perhaps things seem easier to us feeble, impressionable humans when we can watch the behavior of others and think in our heads. That is the right way to go. That is the right way to go. If others are doing it, well, then it must be okay, right? Whoa, horses. Folks, God is still trying to get our attention in these last days. Let's do some true biblical reasoning and deeply consider our eternal future. Do you know that the Heavenly Father is the invisible God and that He searches the hearts and tries or tests the reins? That's Jeremiah 17:10. Which says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Notice these characteristics of the great God Almighty, Most High. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. To give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. That was Jeremiah 32:19. The Almighty has given man the ability to choose either to A, go his own way, like Isaiah 66:3 says, and Acts 14:16, and to walk after his own devices in Jeremiah 18:12. Or B, to obey His voice in Jeremiah 7:23. Hint, you better choose option B or else. Okay, let's quickly catch up on those four scripture references in Isaiah, Acts, and Jeremiah. Isaiah 66:3, He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Acts 14:16, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Jeremiah 18:12, and they said, there is no hope. We will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. And Jeremiah 7:23, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Our culture has made up songs that teach lies. Songs that say, just think of me and I'll be there. Or, every breath you take, I'll be watching you. Or the annual winter fable, he sees you when you're sleeping. These types of vanities have helped to cause such confusion and great separation between God and man. It's no wonder why man is so lost and has no hope. The Bible alone reveals to us what the Creator, our Maker, expects of people that He made in His image, that, quote, the just shall live by faith. That's Romans 1:17. Let's remind ourselves constantly of God's feelings. Quote, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. That's 1 Peter 3:12. Remind ourselves, and His burning jealous desire to be fully immersed inside of us, world without end. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Bottom line, draw that hard line between right and wrong. and make the stand in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Friend, please know that our God is a God at hand, in Jeremiah 23:23, and he will save us, Isaiah 25:9. He will have compassion on us, Micah 7:19. But we have to let him and give up ourselves. It's his way, not ours. Let's also read the scripture references we just mentioned. We do this to help show that these are not our personal opinions, but rather these are the Word of God. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I should not see him, saith the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? That's Jeremiah 23:23-24. Isaiah 25:9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And Micah 7:19. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and that will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Our closing verse comes from Psalm 2:11-12. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. May God bless.